views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. I am so excited to have you all listening in today, and today is going to be a fabulous show. And I want to share with you just a couple of things before we get started. One is I just want to send my love, my thoughts, and my prayers to all of you there in the Northeast that are currently going through any challenges, changes, and transformations. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, and make sure that you visit ElizabethCookson.com. Post any comments, messages, needs, prayers, and I will make sure that I share that with our listeners and my community as well from Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. The other thing is, once again, I did a prayer and meditation for many of you because as we go into November, I really like to think about giving thanks and gratitude for everything that we have in our life. And one of the things that showed up was a change in cycles. And this makes a lot of sense right now. We're going through a lot of transformation, a lot of change. And one of the things that came clearly through is that this life that we're in is all about a journey, and we are being asked to open our hearts and to give and receive in balance. And many of us are experiencing a lot of wealth and abundance, while others are feeling like many things have shifted, changed, and have been lost. And each one of these things, I want to remind us, these are opportunities. And what I'd love for you to embrace at this moment is really to hold on to that strong belief that you have every right to be happy. You deserve to be happy, and you deserve abundance in your life. And I think one of the things right now that we are being asked to do is form partnerships and form groups together so that we can build a stronger bond with one another. There's so much that is going on that I believe at this moment in time, this exchange of energy that we have is so powerful that I would just love for each of you to create a harmonious union with all of those that are near and around you and just be willing to receive and be grateful. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show. Like I said, I am so excited. Today's show is going to be about sacred intimacy, and Rob and Janelle Alex are going to share so many amazing things. But let me start first with their story. Rob actually grew up in a community where a lot of people, you know, talked about, hey, welcome to the newcomer into the neighborhood and welcome everybody in. He also had, you know, which group are you going to belong to? Which community? Which church? And one of the interesting things is Rob wasn't really one of those spiritual people. And over time, he has definitely transformed, and his story really has shifted where he's able to right now about blogs for couples. He has grown in popularity with this particular blog, and I believe there's over 1,300 posts right now. And he is also part of the Sexy Challenges, which has evolved into sacred and sensual experiences for lovers. And his lovely wife, Janelle, is with us as well today. She is going to share a lot about her experiences, definitely a different side of life. It's amazing how these two have come together and have so much to offer us today. So I want to welcome you both, Rob and Janelle. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, no, the pleasure is all ours.
Absolutely. We're so excited to hear with you.
Well, let's go ahead and get started, and I'm going to start first with Robin. If you could share a little bit about your spiritual awakening, because I know just from reading, you know, a little bit about your background, your experience, you know, it really wasn't, I want to say, first nature to be a spiritual person per se or a deeply spiritual man, and that's actually transformed over the years. So can you explain a little bit about how that's you know, come to be here in the last several years?
Yes, I'd love to. Well, I started out, as you said, I wasn't into this at all, any spirituality. I was very, you had to prove it to me to make me believe it. I was, you know, very factual, very analytical, and I had to, like you said, I had to see it to believe it. Well, Janelle decided she was going to go to grad school and got accepted, which was, you know, a wonderful thing for her, and it really... she set me down because she was afraid that I was going to get left behind because I wasn't on a spiritual path, because she was going to go into transpersonal psychology. And she was like, man, she is going to grow and expand and learn things and experience things. And she was really afraid I was going to get left behind. So she set me down and said, you know, I'm worried about our relationship at this time. And I'd had the same feelings. I just hadn't, you know, acted on them like she did. And so, you know, I was like, no, you know, I want to learn too. You know, I want to experience things, but, you know, whatever you can give me out of your classes would be fine. I'll be more than happy to experience those with you. Well, so she was in a class, and she found an article on transcendental sexual experiences. And so she handed that to me, and she said, you're going to want to read this. And so I read the article.
Yeah, I want to know about it. You've said something I can't even pronounce. So, Rob, you're just going to have to tell us now what that is. Because we're all sitting here going, what?
Well, those are actually transcendental sexual experiences are actually when you experience something through your sexual experience that would be for most people out of the norm. Maybe you'll witness a past life. You might see your partner as a different person. You might feel like you're a different person. You might actually feel like you're someplace entirely different than where you're at. And there's various different ways. It's as broad as it is wide because as everybody's individualized, so would their experiences be in this aspect. Well, mine came, well, let me finish the story. I'm jumping ahead. But so after I read this article, I was like, you know, have I been missing something? Am I not experiencing everything I can in our intimacy? I've always been fascinated and always loved our intimacy, but am I missing something? So I told myself I'm going to focus more, if you want to call it meditation, whatever, I'm going to meditate, you know, during that point. And the first time I did it, a vision popped into my head. And it was a very simple vision. It was just looked like I was laying on the ground looking up at the trees. Obviously, we were in our room, so, you know, there was no trees around, so I was like, you know, I was like...
You went in the forest.
Yes. I was like, that's interesting, but, you know, I was like, you know, I was expecting fireworks or something grander, you know, but I was like, this is the, you know, okay, I got that. I don't know what it means, what have you. Well, a few months later, Janelle had to go to California to do a seminar. And I was going to join her out there. We were going to spend a couple of days together enjoying the coast and everything. And I had these great plans to take her on a whale-watching trip. I'd called ahead. I'd looked at the places. I knew exactly where we were going to go because she'd always wanted to go on a whale-watching trip. And I thought, this will be a great surprise for her. Well, I got out there, and lo and behold, she said, no, I don't think we need to go on a whale-watching trip. It just doesn't feel right.
Well, It was, yeah, because I pay very close attention to that inner knowing, and I listen to what my body tells me, and there was just this overwhelming sense of that's not what we're supposed to do.
Okay.
Right. So she said, I want to take you to the redwood.
I'm excited because there's obviously more to the whales, yeah.
Right. So she was like, no, I want to take you to the redwood forest. And I was like, okay. She kind of burst my bubble because I was going to take her on this grand experience that she wanted to have for so long. But I said, okay, that's fine. That's what you want to do. You've been out here longer than me, so let's go. And we enter the redwood forest basin there, and we go to the first set of trees. And I look up, and I see the exact vision that I had seen during that intimacy. And I was just overcome with emotion. Tears started flooding out of my eyes. I mean, I'm a passionate person, but this was uncontrollable. I didn't have any control over what was happening at that point. I was just so caught up in the moment. And at that point in time, I knew that this is what I had to teach the world.
Wow, how amazing. Because, you know, and some people may call that like a deja vu kind of moment. So you've seen it somewhere before, and or you have felt that experience, or you've like, oh, I think I've met that person, but I can't quite, you know, connect the dots. And for the two of you to experience that, that's, you know, I think it's so beautiful that, one, you were able to say, okay, let's just go with what Janelle is saying, being really open to that. And Janelle, to be connected so much that she's like, oh, I just got to follow that inner knowing, that little inner voice, and go, all right, let's take this trip, and there's something about the trees, there's something about, you know, maybe the grandiose sight of these trees or leaves, there's something there. But when you guys get there, to have that amazing experience where you're like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that this is the same vision that I had in such an intimate moment, and how amazing, how healing. And gosh, on that note, we're going to have to take a break. I am so sorry for everybody that they're probably just sitting on the edge of their seats and they're sitting in their cars going, oh my goodness, don't put us on hold now and give us a commercial. But you know what? We will be back, I promise you. So stay connected from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, my special guests today, Rob and Janelle Alex, and we'll be back with Sacred Intimacy.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
You too, Brian, for playing that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. This is wonderful. And I know that the Alexes will agree with me on that one.
Yes.
Well, let's get started on the amazing program here about, I know you guys write sexy challenges that are sacred and sensual experiences for lovers. Can, you know, you expand on that? Tell us a little bit more about that. And I definitely want to see, you know, maybe how we can apply it for listeners and how they can get engaged in that.
Sure. Janelle, do you want to go with that? Since I've been talking.
No, that's fine. Well, Rob had begun to write the Sexy Challenges prior to his spiritual awakening, which I have always said that that moment right there in California, in the state Redwood Forest, is definitely was the catalyst, the initial moment, I guess, of his spiritual awakening. And so, of course, and then the more that he constantly has these visions, you know, shortly after orgasm, he has these visions every single time that we're together. And then he so regularly sees these visions in waking reality that it really became an eye-opener. And so the sexy challenges begin to transform. And these are very simplified scenarios that he writes them. He has the most amazing ideas. I edit them, so I kind of change sometimes the flow of them. But so all typos are my fault. But he just wanted to get the average, a mainstream couple to realize or to be able to access the divine or God or the universe or whatever, you know, terminology makes sense and resonates with, you know, your listeners. And that's one big thing that we teach. So by expanding upon your intimacy and bringing the sacred into your intimacy and then learning how to direct your sexual energy you can manifest all these different things in your life, and it can transform not only just your life, but it can transform your relationships. I mean, just not just the sexual part of your relationship, but I mean your whole life. So the sexy challenges are, there's 66 individual ones right now. There's a book of 50 that has the first 50 in them. But then there's 66 individual ones that are available. And, yeah, they're available on iTunes.
So is this supposed to help you, like, enhance, you know, the experience? Mm-hmm. Or what are these 66
well,
things?
Well, it keeps the spice in your relationship. It brings back some of the excitement. It gives you some really different ideas. You know, for example, there's one that I know that we really like, and it is about becoming the warrior. And so you actually, you know, get some body paint, and you really kind of transform who the two of you are. So in a sense, you could say it's a bit of role play. There's so much more to it than just that. And it really, you know, you can add some tribal music to that one, and you really get this deep sense of, you know, being really transported. I know the first time we did it, it was like we were transported to just a different place. It was just amazing. And there's always, at the beginning of each sexy challenge, there's some background, you know, some history and some explanation. And then it gets into, you know, what do you need to do? Where should, you know, what's some good ideas of a place to do it and things like that. So they're really broken down and very simplified. And like I said, for the average couple to really expand and then open themselves up to bringing in this whole different piece in their relationship that perhaps they had never considered before, you know, that sacred piece. And it doesn't take the fun out of it. You know, when you bring in the sacred, a lot of times people think, oh, now it's really serious. Not at all. You know, there's so much fun, and some of them are more physical than others, and some are very, very spiritual, but the whole thing, it's a big deal to Rob and I that we teach about bringing laughter and playfulness and what I like to say is powerful, playful passion. And it really transforms. And mind you, that whole powerful, playful passion, I don't even feel like I can take credit for that phrase, because that was given to me during a shamanic journey from our guide that we share as a couple.
Wow. Well, you know what I have to say? So this is really exciting, Janelle, because I can tell you, my husband, if he's listening right now, he's going, all right, where can I get war paint and some drumming music and spice it up a little bit tonight, freak Elizabeth out just a tad bit and get a little warrior on her. And so I'm like, hey, honey, that sounds good. So I think, you know, I might just surprise him right back, right? So So now paint sales are up. and all the toy stores.
And if you're desperate, if you don't have any body paint, of course Halloween just passed, so that was all on sale somewhere. But if you don't have any body paint, pull out your lipstick, because most women, a lot of women, have lipstick, and you could use it, because obviously it's safe for the body and would wash off. So
hey, that could be kind of hot. I'm going to put it on my head now. So I think this is really important, because I think, you know, bringing play back into our intimacy is really important, because I think sometimes, you know, we get so into our heads, we get so focused instead of allowing things to flow. And when we allow things to flow, you know, it's just such a amazing experience. Because that intimacy, just to me, it heightens so much more when it's not controlled. When it's just really, like you say, it's more playful, it's really connecting, and whether it's a spiritual experience or even an awakening between the two of you, I just think that it adds so much, you know, to the relationship. And so, Rob, what would you say as far as from, you know, these different sexy challenges, you know, that you would add to that?
Well, the big thing is, like Janelle said, there's always, after the first few and I had my spiritual awakening, like I said, I started looking for things throughout history that were considered sacred and sensual. And because I wanted to bring that into it. I didn't want to make it dull and boring, but I wanted to bring that into it. And as she was talking about the Become the Warrior, I found that in an ancient tradition where the Native Americans would, before they would go into battle with another village or another tribe or something, they would encourage their braves to make love to their women as a way of protecting themselves and to help them achieve success in battle. And so I started thinking, and I wanted to put that into a sexy challenge, and that's where Become the Warrior came about, because we can use that in our daily life, too, because that sexual energy that we create when we make love to the person we love, and you have all this care and concern about each other, you can use that today, too. Like, if you're going to business, if you're going to work and you have a big presentation, you know, this can work the same way, and I think through the years, we've kind of dulled that down, that sexual energy, and my hope is that these sexy challenges will bring back that realization that this sexual energy is powerful and it can bring a lot of great things into our lives.
And you know, what I want to do is, I know we've got a commercial break here just in a couple minutes, but what I'd like to do, because I don't want to dig into it too much, but kind of just leave a little tease before we go, is, you know, one of the things that you guys have talked about is you can manifest amazing things just, you know, from that connection. So while, you know, you are having that intimate moment, just like you mentioned, we can manifest things. And we talk a lot about that on this show, where, you know, we put the intention out there of what we truly desire, and not from a place of lack, but, you know, what I think would be really interesting to talk about here in just a moment is, how can the listeners actually apply those needs, those desires, those wants that they have in their lives to that same, you know, connect with that energy, that free-flowing, intimate, like, ah moment energy, right, and manifest with that type of energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, oh yes. I mean, we do that, actually.
Yeah, and I think that's something that, you know, I think so many people, because I can vouch for myself, it is so difficult to manifest if you control. And I can tell you, I was the queen of control of manifesting, and Brian's probably going, no, she's the queen of hearts, because we have that little joke in the back. But
that's correct. You are the queen of hearts.
So you know what? Until you break that heart open, you really cannot manifest, because you've got to go from the heart and not from the head. And, you know, it took me, you know, over 40 years to really figure out that, gosh, I can now manifest and create like crazy, but it's not from my head. I get into this amazing heartfelt energy and just put that out there. So when we come back, everyone, I'd love to share a little bit how we can manifest with that energy. So from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guests today, Rob and Janelle Alex, speaking about sacred intimacy. We'll be right back.
To me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
you can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Welcome back to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and my special guests today are Rob and Janelle Alex, and we're talking about sacred intimacy and transforming lives. And I have to tell you, you know, all of you guys know me so well, you can probably visualize me by now. When we get that upbeat, kind of bouncy music, I was like swaying back and forth, and I was almost thinking of like the characters of Madagascar. If you have kids, you know who Madagascar is, and all those animals dancing around, and that is truly what I was doing here in my seat. So anyway, I digress. But hey, Rob, I wanted to start off a little bit with the discussion we were having about manifesting and what that looks like, and when we get into that intimate moment and we want to create something, what does How do we manifest when we're in that moment?
We have a certain ceremony that we perform that helps us, but there's so many different ways. Again, I hate to ever say, you know, follow what I do, because there's so many different ways to do that. But the big thing is putting the attention there and making sure that, you know, that you focus on what you want to manifest, which takes a little bit of time, especially to get used to, especially during your intimate play, because most of the time that's, you're not thinking about anything but except the pure pleasure that's going on at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense,
you know, because it's a, you know, it's a heightened feeling, right, that you have?
Right. Yes. I mean, it's a very heightened feeling. I mean, and it's hard to, you know, explain. I mean, we don't have a lot of studies of what actually, that brief moment of orgasm, what actually happens. I like to personally think that we actually go and maybe even to the point of live a whole entirely another life at that time before we come back from that point of orgasm.
And see, and that makes sense. And I think a lot of people who are listening, you know, they understand that, because you actually get to this completely different euphoric level. And, you know, I've never thought, truly, I mean, this is just kind of an aha moment while we're on the air, that I'm wondering, you know, how interesting is it to truly experience manifesting at the same time you're in this euphoric moment? And I think it's something for sure that I'm definitely going to try, because there's a lot of things that, you know, I do desire in my life. And, you know, not necessarily even just materialistic, because I know a lot of people go straight there. But, you know, just for health
having the roof over your head, you know, food, shelter, you know, your basics. And there's just so much that I think we take for granted. And like I mentioned earlier in the show today, it's about giving thanks. The month of November really reminds us, you know, at least in America, about Thanksgiving and what are we grateful for? What can we give thanks for? And one of the things I do each morning when I get up, Janelle and Rob, is I pray and I say, hey, you know what? I am so grateful for the following. And I really sit in a prayer, a meditative state, you know, really for, you know, five minutes up to 20 minutes, depending on the day. And so, you know, Rob, when you guys are both in this particular state, is there something, you know, do you actually think, oh, okay, this is what I'm going to manifest? Or do you just kind of get to that point of like being, and you're, and it just comes second nature to you? Or how are you creating?
Well, we create a sigil, which is an image or a grouping of lettering that stand for what we want to manifest. Right now, mostly we put ours into our business and the sexy challenges and everything like that, because, you know, that is our calling, we feel. So that's where we want our energy to go. So we focus on the sigil before we make love, and then we have a ceremony afterwards where we will burn the sigil, and so we can release that, because our desire is to put our sexual energy into this vision that we have, this image that we have created, and then to burn it, to let it, to release it to the universe. Now, we have focused, you know, usually that's what we focus our sexual energy towards, but, you know, we have taken steps back and focused that energy towards a person or a friend of ours that has needed healing. We have also focused it towards helping us create things, new programs and things like that. So, you know, you can direct it in any way, and it's funny because it always seems to work for us. It's just crazy.
Well, and I don't even think it's so much crazy, but what I think, I mean, to me, I'm just sitting here going, wow, I never even thought of it this way, but it is an excellent opportunity. First of all, you're out of your head, truly.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
if
you sit there and go, okay, step one is I put on my war paint. Step two, play the drums, right? And if you have to go through the step-by-step and you know how you have to go through all the steps, then, that's just not any fun. But if you get to that point where everything flows so naturally, it makes absolute sense to create and manifest when you're really not in your head and you're in the natural flow of things. And truly, that is very sexy because there's so much there that you can create. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, Janelle had mentioned, powerful, playful, and passion, and I think one of the things when she was mentioning that I thought, wow, if you think about how people want to manifest, and this is such a huge thing for people, that if you're in a place of being playful and you are in a place of being compassionate and passionate, what a powerful experience you are creating without being in your head. And you can manifest, and you can create a lot of things. So, you know, I think that, I'm just still sitting here beside myself. I know I'm rambling, but I'm just like, wow, what an amazing experience to create. And, you know, especially for all the healing that needs to happen in the world right now, that's, you know, if we just put an intention out on Facebook that the next time everybody, you know, makes love with their partner, that you put that out for the healing of the world. Oh, my gosh, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. We have what we call UON nights, which are universal orgasm nights, that we put out there every once in a while. And that's
awesome.
What we encourage people to do. And our hope is just to raise that energy of our planet, of our universe, and create a magical working for everything, you know, and this shift that's going on. And it's so great how many people respond. It's like, wow, you know, this is really getting out there.
And, you know, speaking of like shifting, one of the things that, you know, Janelle and I had talked about, and it is about the chakras. And I think most people have heard of chakras, or they understand a little bit about energy centers and how, you know, we have different vibrations through our body. Do you find that, you know, actually being in this sacred, sensual experience, if you will, opens up your chakras?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I think that all works into it, especially if you put the focus on it, because we've experimented and we're working on some sexy challenges that involve the chakras and clearing them or setting them spinning, you know, different ones spinning at a higher rate during this intimacy. And it's really fun and it's really exciting to see how they affect, you know, not only the world around us, but how it affects us and how much, you know, if we change and focus on different ones, how it can really make our lovemaking session different.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, because I know, you know, personally, my heart chakra, as I mentioned earlier, has been blocked so many times. And from my past experiences, you know, of, you know, physical abuse and mental abuse, and then all the losses that I've also had in my life, that, you know, your heart starts to just kind of shut down. And I think of it as almost like, you know, one of those metal locks and, you know, just tightening. And, you know, it shuts down. And I just wasn't as compassionate. I wasn't as loving as I was, even when I, you know, as a child. And so as I have grown, I have found that a lot of that guilt and anger and remorse sat right in my gut, right in that sacral chakra, and it's really tight. And most people feel that when a person that they're uncomfortable with or they have conflict with, it tightens, right? And it sits there right in your gut. And one of the things I think is, you know, through lovemaking, it actually kind of just frees those up. You know, it allows our chakras to open up. And I think that's something that is super powerful. And, you know, in loving ourselves, in addition to loving our partner, we heal ourselves. And we're also allowing so much in change and transformation to happen in our lives. And, Rob, we're going to have to take another commercial break.
Okay.
So, everyone, we'll be right back after these messages.
Anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ. as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. This is Elizabeth Cookson, and you are listening to From the Heart Radio, and we have Rob and Janelle Alex with us. And, you know, today my whole intention was really to share with you guys sacred intimacy and transforming lives. And Janelle and Rob, I'd like just to ask you guys, do you have a website, classes, and things that you're offering? I'd just love for you guys to share more about yourselves with our listeners today.
Yeah, sure. Our website is sexychallenges.com, and it has a listing of all our classes. We're getting ready to do a Google Hangout show. We're going to bring back an older event that we have. It's called The Shape of Your Relationship, and put that out. So if you watch our website, if you go to our website, sexychallenges.com, you'll be able to get all that information and what times and dates and things like that. Also, you know, all our sexy challenges are out on iTunes. They're available for the Kindle and for the Barnes & Noble Nook also. And on a side note, we have started writing, or Janelle has actually started writing these. They're called Intimate Adventures. They're very similar to the sexy challenges, except they put a lot more ceremonial part into the actual event. And they're really coming along nicely. I know she's working on some new ones right now. And so if you'll watch for those, too, they'll be on our website also.
Oh, awesome. And, you know, one of the things, you know, when I was out, you know, looking at the Inward Oasis is, you know, first of all, you know, you have like a little store there where you can get, you know, T-shirts and accessories, and you can go to iTunes and books and things like that, which is awesome. But you also, on your homepage, I thought this was just... I love, you know, just to kind of hit you square in the face, if you will. It's like, what are you craving? You know, are you missing something in your life? And, you know, just the key points, like, you know, are you physically drained? Do you feel like you're always having to do stuff for other people? You know, do you feel like your sex life is ho-hum or mediocre? I mean, these are just awesome questions to really get people to think and reconnect with what's so important in their life, and do they want more out of their intimacy in their life, and are they missing anything, whether it be in their life or their careers, relationships, whatever. I just think, you know, wow, that just kind of hits you, and you go, I really need to sit and think about that for a minute and really ask myself those questions. And I think that, you know, by putting this out there, it really gives people, I think, that perfect, almost like checklist with each other. So like you guys mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's like, well, things weren't exactly, you know, perfect, but you wanted to really make sure you guys were communicating and you're reconnecting. And I think the questions that you have out here are a perfect way to kickstart that, you know, and then that way people can reconnect with you guys and say, ah, you know what, we could really use, you know, Rob and Janelle and their seminar to rekindle, or even just help us, you know, help people understand how they can move forward. So first of all, I want to say thank you so much for, you know, listening to your inner guides and really coming forward and offering this amazing service to people. I just think it's going to allow so much healing and awakening in so many people's lives. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, no problem. It is our pleasure. Like I said, it is our calling.
and it is, you know, it's not a you want to say a dirty thing. And that's the thing, you know, I grew up Catholic. I was told, you know, you have to do A, B, and C, and you don't talk about D and all this other stuff, right? And now people are really starting to see it is such a beautiful thing. And it's so, It's a gift, really.
Right.
And it is very sacred, and it is very sensual, and, you know, it is magical. And I think,
right,
you know,
yeah,
all the things that you guys are doing now, and there's just so many things that you offer to help people heal. So, you know, before we have to leave for today, what is a message or something that you would like to share with the listeners today? If there's one thing that they're struggling with today, what advice can you give them to say, you can do it?
Well, the first thing I would love to tell everybody is, you know, a relationship isn't, the goal is not to be the fairy tale, because it doesn't happen. It's not going to always be perfect. It's not going to be great all the time. You're going to have ups and downs. And to ride those ups and downs together as one unit, you know, is going to make you a stronger couple. We do definitely preach or say that, you know, that the love and everything is important in all this intimate play and the care and concern for your partner. So, you know, we feel like that, you know, you're not just going to go get somebody off the street and be able to create these wonderful things. That love and that passion for that other person has to be there so you can do all this.
And see, and I think that's really a good point. So, but one of the things, though, people do have to have a chemistry. They do have to have some type,
yes,
of connection.
Right. Yes, I do agree. I mean, that's, you know, you're not going to, you know, just like I said, you know, if you're not getting along, you know, the sexy challenges, if you can't agree on anything, everything's bad, we're not going to throw a sexy challenge on there and your life's going to transform. But it could start to
form. Well, it could be quite interesting, Rob. That's where you might get that warrior paint going on and say,
right,
hey,
yes,
let's just go at it and let's just break down the barriers and, you know, kind of have at it and see what we can do to, you know, bring things,
yeah,
back together and make peace.
Right.
And, you know, I know a lot of relationships do that. I know my husband and I, you know, have done that. And that's, you know, I think every relationship has their ups and downs. And, you know, some people, you know, are very blessed where, you know, they, at least on the outside, they appear very happy all the time. And, you know, I think it is work. Any kind of relationship, any kind of communication, is it's work. And
right.
But it also can be a lot of fun.
Right.
One of the things,
well,
you know, that we've added is that active listening to one another, which has helped us so much in our relationship. And,
right,
and you know, and it's really been healing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But no, I just wanted to say that you're never, like you said, your relationship is constantly evolving. You know, you're never going to hit this pinnacle where you've got everything perfect, because changes are going to come along. You're going to get new interests. You're going to maybe get a new job. Maybe you move to another city. Things are constantly going to be changing in your relationship, and which is so great because you get to keep working on them, keep the reinventing this love that you have between the two of you. And if you focus on it that way instead of trying to place blame and saying, I'm right and you're wrong, and you work at that together, you can create a bond that is stronger than anything.
Mm. And that is so very, very true. And I think, you know, we're just down here just the last minute or so, and I just want to leave everyone with the thought of, hey, if you're wondering what to do, you're not quite sure, you know, how to move forward, make sure you go out and take a look at Rob and Janelle's site, and it's Inward Oasis. And I'll put it out on Facebook, I'll put it on Twitter, I'll put it, you know, out everywhere, because I think it's super important that you all have an opportunity to see what it is that you truly are craving, maybe what you are missing in your life, how you can rebuild or continue to build your relationship. And as Janelle so eloquently put it, being more powerful, playful, and passionate with one another. I just think there's so much love that we can offer to one another and to ourselves. And one of the biggest things here today is I want to say thank you, Janelle. Thank you, Rob, for being with us today. It has been a pleasure. And I really hope that we can possibly get you guys back on maybe at the beginning of the year if you guys are available. I know you guys are super swamped.
Yes, but we would love to be back on. That would be wonderful.
Okay, perfect. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy November. Remember to be grateful, be thankful for everything in your life. And can't wait to speak with all of you and share messages with you again next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific time. Until then, blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.